series split heading into the weekend, and now the Clearwater Threshers trying to buck that trend as they take on the Palm Beach Cardinals here on a beautiful sunny afternoon in Jupiter at the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'm Josh Sperber, welcoming you into the Threshers Broadcast Network as the Clearwater Threshers take on the Palm Beach Cardinals in first place Florida State League action. The Threshers, a game in front of the Tampa Tarpons in the Florida State League West. Meanwhile, Daytona's four-game win streak has them into a tie with Palm Beach atop the East Division. 13 games have been played, and game 14 between the Threshers and Cardinals is just about to get started. Nelfi Infante coming to the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Two previous starts, no record, but an ERA of 7-11. Meanwhile, Zach Tukis coming up to the mound for the Threshers in the bottom of the first inning. He had two shutout innings in his last outing. And after a day off on Friday, Aaron Escobar returns to the Threshers lineup in the leadoff spot as he takes a first-pitch curveball from Nelfi Infante to start off the count 1-0. Aaron Escobar back at his customary second base spot as he slices a fastball foul to even the count at 1-1. 357 hitters so far this season for Escobar with two home runs and 14 RBIs. That puts him close to the top in the Florida State League in that category. Another fastball zips below the zone to Escobar. It's a 2-1 count to the 20-year-old out of La Guaira in Venezuela. 2-1. This ball hammered high in the air, deep out to left field, and it's out of here! Fourth pitch of the game, and Escobar off to a scorching hot start as he sends one past the bullpen for a leadoff home run, third of the season. And the Threshers jump ahead 1-0. And man, this kid has been exciting to watch this year. Hard hit balls no matter how far they go, but that one ain't coming back. So the Threshers get a leadoff jack, and now Dante Norrie comes up to the plate against the right-handed hitting Nelfi Infante. First pitch to Norrie is sliced the other way, caught on a line by Cade McGee at third, and that's the first out of the first inning. And as Eduardo Tait comes up to the plate for the Threshers after getting hit by a couple pitches in some uncomfortable places, it is great to see Tait back in the lineup, even at the DH spot. We'll go through the rest of the Threshers' order. Escobar the home run, Norrie the line out. Now the first pitch to Tait is in the dirt. Breaking ball misses to make it 1-0. After the three-hitter Tait is Cody Shoji Naga, cleanup man, and Carter Matheson will hit fifth. 1-0 to Tait, sliced foul over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side. One ball, one strike, now the count. After Matheson, Raider Tello hits sixth, Diego Gonzalez seventh, Nolan Beltran eighth, and Avery Owusu-Asidu rounds out the Threshers' order. Hard ground ball, foul down the first baseline from Tait. One ball, two strikes, now the count. Tait, three homers, 10 RBIs. All three of his dingers came against the Daytona Tortugas last week at BayCare Ballpark. He is now tied for first in three ways with Carter Matheson and now Aaron Escobar, who just hit his third home run of the season. Matheson has three as well. One ball, two strikes, the count now to the 18-year-old Tait from Arraiján in Panama. 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. High fastball rings up Tait for the strikeout. First K of the day, second out of the inning. And now Cody Shoji Naga puts his perfect season in terms of getting at least one hit in every game to the test. This is ninth game of the year. He has hits in each of his first eight, including two for two performance yesterday with two walks. First pitch to Shoji is a curveball that misses low. 1-0 the count to the Threshers catcher. And Josh Cross is behind the plate for Palm Beach. We'll give you the rest of the defense after the 1-0. Shoji Naga takes the fastball inside. Count 2-0. Behind Nelfi Infante is Daniel Ortiz at first, Christian Martin at second. At shortstop is Anielo Encarnacion, and at third is Cade McGee. 2-0 the pitch, up and in. Now 3-0 is Shoji Naga. Shrugs off the wayward breaking ball. In the outfield, left to right, Travis Honeyman, Nathan Church, and Luis Pino in right field for Palm Beach. 3-0 the pitch to Shoji Naga, and that is almost ball for. But instead it's a called strike as it just kissed the outside corner on the fastball. So a 3-1 count to Shoji Naga. 7 RBIs so far this season. And he holds up on the curve, but it falls over the plate to even the count at 3-2. So a full count to Shoji Naga, who is sporting the longest hit streak on the Threshers. 11 hits in his first 8 games. And this series is certainly no exception. He is having a great week and has averaged up now to .423. Payoff pitch to Shoji Naga with 2 outs. It back up the middle, but caught on a hop by Infante. Slowly wakes his way over to third to make the throw and end the first inning. But Aaron Escobar starts things off in a loud, loud way. Third pitch of the game is still flying in the air somewhere, and it's 1-0 Threshers with the Cardinals grabbing the sticks next.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and join us at Baycare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Aaron Escobar starts the game off in a big way, and now making his third career start for the Threshers is Zach Tukas, righty out of D2 Millersville, who starts off the game with a fastball outside against Christian Martin to make a 1-0 count. Zach Tukas only played a couple of years of college baseball in Division II, did not play too much organized baseball before attending Millersville as he gets a strike in to Martin. 1-1, now the count. Undrafted free agent in July, and not a whole lot of players get to the pros from Division II schools. 1-1 the pitch, another fastball. This one misses outside, and it's 2-1. Tukas, a sinker, slider, and a cutter, 22 years old from Pennsylvania, has gone 3 1/3 through his first two career outings. 2-1 the pitch. And the breaking ball just catches the outside corner. It's called a ball, but here is the first challenge of the game.
If that's what's called a ball, the catcher is challenging.
Dakota Kilgore, the home plate umpire. And the call is overturned.
The call is overturned. Clearwater has 2 challenges remaining.
Correct call on the challenge from Cody Shoji Naga. So instead of 3-1, the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Christian Martin. Tukas deals. Fastball hit on the ground toward short. Scooped up by Beltran. Fires to first in time. One away as Raider Tello makes the squeeze over at first base. As Nathan Church comes up to the plate for Palm Beach. We'll give you a look at the Cardinals lineup after the leadoff man Christian Martin grounded out to short. Church is hitting second, Travis Honeyman third on deck, and Josh Cross in the hole hitting cleanup. Cade McGee will bat fifth, Luis Pino will bat sixth, and we'll give you the bottom third of the order after the first pitch from Tukas. Church holds up the swing, but it's a strike anyway, sinking fastball at the knees, nothing in one the count. Sammy Hernandez, the designated hitter for Palm Beach, will bat seventh. Then Daniel Ortiz and Anyelo Encarnacion round out the Cardinals' order. A one outside on the fastball, and the count evens at 1-1. So Tukas Played three seasons at Millersville, but in his first 2 years, he pitched in three games in each of those first two seasons. Ground ball by Church, hit over to second. Escobar fumbles it, quickly fires to first, and it's not in time. So that is going to be an error on Escobar, and the Cardinals get their first run on, first runner on an E4. First error of the game, and that'll bring up Travis Honeyman. Honeyman in left field tonight. And we'll set the Threshers defense after the first pitch to him. Tukas back on the hill as the 17th Millersville player to sign a professional contract under John Sheehan. First pitch to Honeyman, hit high in the air and foul down the first base line. Out of play, 0-1 is the count. Cody Shoji Naga, the battery mate for Zach Tukas. Then around the infield at first base, Raider Tello, Aaron Escobar at second, Nolan Beltran at short, and Diego Gonzalez over at third. We'll give you the outfield after the 0-1 to Honeyman as Tukas deals. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, hefty hack at the cutter, and it's 0-2 to Travis Honeyman. Left to right in the Threshers outfield, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in left, Dante Norrie in center, Carter Matheson in his customary position out in right field. 0-2 to Honeyman, 500 hitter on the season, because after that first game on Tuesday, the Threshers have really had his number. 0-2, here's the pitch. Breaking ball upstairs, and it's 1-2. And everything Tukas throws is pretty hard. Rare to see him go under 90 miles an hour, that fastball topping out at 95. And that is something John Sheehan really expected out of him when he saw the 6'6", 225 Zach Tukas step on campus. The 1-2 misses upstairs. Another fastball. Now it's 2-2. And Shoji Naga feigns the back pick over to first base. So John Sheehan recruited Zach Tukas to play ball at Millersville, thinking that he would be a good pitcher. In his career, he made 5 starts, 24 and a third innings of work, with a 4.44 ERA, 38 strikeouts, and opponents hit 167 against the big righty. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3, nasty slider at 91, and Travis Honeyman is taken out of the equation for the second out in the first inning. And that'll bring up Josh Cross, who hit for the cycle on Tuesday, but since then has not been as loud off the bat as we saw at the Jackie Robinson Training Complex. Certainly not a guy that these Threshers pitchers are taking lightly, though, even with 2 outs in the inning. The pickoff attempt gets away from Tello, but just past the coach's box, so a sliding Nathan Church will remain on first base, and Tukas will get a new baseball. Cross, the league leader in RBIs with 17, also has 4 home runs, which puts him atop the Florida State League as well. Switch-hitting catcher is Cross, batting lefty against the righty Tukas. First pitch is a fastball, chest high, but it's called a ball. No challenge, so it's a 1-0 count. Dakota Kilgore, as I mentioned earlier, the home plate umpire, he'll be taking charge of the ABS challenges with Jacob Ashworth in the field, currently located to the second base side of the pitcher's mound behind Tukas. The 1-0 is tapped foul, slowly rolling towards the Cardinals' dugout down the first base side. 1 ball, 1 strike, now the count. 2 gone in the first inning, Threshers with 1 across the board, a hit, a run, and an error so far in the opening frame, and Tukas is staying pat right around 95 miles an hour on that heater. 1-1, runner goes. The pitch is going to fall in for a strike. Great throw from the catcher, but it gets off the glove of Beltran. Norrie picks it up in center field as the runner advances to third, sliding in just ahead of the tag. It's going to be a stolen base for Church, and then an error on the Threshers catcher. So 2 errors in the first inning. And that's the only way Nathan Church has really been able to move around the bases, as he reached on an error and now moves to third on the steal and the E2. So it is a 1-2 count to Josh Cross as Dakota Kilgore called the pitch from Tukas preceding the stolen base a strike. So this is hopefully the final pitch of the inning. This one hit back up the middle by Cross, and Beltran can't get there in time. Game is tied. An unearned run charged to Tukas, and we're square at 1 on the Cardinals' first hit of the game. Any run throughout this inning will be unearned.
The third baseman, number 8, Cade McGee.
And that'll bring up Cade McGee, who had a night off yesterday, but he's been just about the everyday third baseman for Palm Beach this series. two homers, seven RBIs. He's hitting .310 with Josh Cross on first base and two outs. RBI number 18 for Cross, extending his league lead. Two outs to McGee. First pitch scoots away from Shoji Naga. Cross escapes to second base on the wild pitch. That could be a passed ball, though, as it did hit the glove of Shoji Naga. We'll see what the official score rules it. Now 1-1 is the score, but 1-0 is the count to Cade McGee, who, as I said, did not play in last night's game. The last game he did play, he hit third in Palm Beach's 3-0 win on Thursday. A walk, a run, two singles, and a stolen base. He was 2-for-3. 1-0 the pitch, curveball missing outside. It's a 2-0 count. It is ruled a wild pitch that moved Cross to second base, where he stands as the go-ahead run with a 2-0 count on McGee and two gone here in the first inning. Tukas has the sign from Shoji Naga. Five on the pitch clock for Zach as he stares at second and fires home. 2-0 straight down the pipe on the fastball. It's a 2-1 count now to Cade McGee. And Tukas certainly put in the work while he was in college. Did not play high school baseball at Cumberland Valley High School, a pretty elite sporting high school in central Pennsylvania, as he gets McGee to swing and miss in an upstairs fastball. Two balls, two strikes, the count. But Tukas also played in two different teams in the Northwoods League and in the former Philadelphia Phillies affiliate, Williamsport Crosscutters, in the draft league before he was signed as an undrafted free agent this past July. Chin music moves McGee off the plate. Three balls, two strike now the count. And now we'll see if Cross heads to third on the 3-2. Three balls, two strikes the count. Cross stays put, payoff pitch, sliced foul, and I think hit the booth next to us. So I'm getting closer to getting a foul ball in the face. Be prepared for that, everybody. Three balls, two strikes the count, two gone here in the bottom of the first inning. Game all even at one run and one hit apiece. Tukas trying to keep it that way as he sets up for the 3-2. Three on the pitch clock, here's the payoff, and the fastball sliced foul again by McGee, so we'll do it again at 3-2. Cross is extending his secondary lead, but with his wheels, doesn't seem likely that he's going to try and take third, even on the full count that he currently faces. Third payoff pitch in a row, and that misses upstairs. Fastball slipped the grip of Tukas, and it's the first walk allowed in today's game. So Cade McGee now moves to first base with Cross on second still after the wild pitch. So two on, two outs for Luis Pino, right fielder for Palm Beach, the only position he has played so far, but he'll have to wait as Gustavo Armas will come up to the mound, joining the catcher Cody Shoji Naga on a chat with Zach Tukas. While they talk, we will take a look at the MLB scoreboard because we won't have too many minor league games going on until about 6 o'clock when the Bradenton Marauders and Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to play. And what a turn of events in the Phillies game. Before I started my broadcast prep, it was 11-4 Phillies in the seventh inning. Now in the top of the ninth with two outs, Phillies still leading, but 11-10. Cubs and Diamondbacks in the seventh inning stretch. 6-1 Cubs at Wrigley. Blue Jays lead the Mariners 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Reds and Orioles in the bottom of the first. Game tied at 1-1. And a scoreless bottom of the first inning in Pittsburgh, where the Pirates play the Guardians, and in Queens, where the Mets play the Cardinals, as well as on the West Coast, the Rangers and Dodgers scoreless in the first, so are the Nationals and Rockies, so are the White Sox and Red Sox, and so are the Yankees and Rays in the weird clash at Steinbrenner Field. 1-0 count to Pino, here's Tukas, holds up on the swing, and did he go? He did not. 2-0 the count, slider just missed on the outside corner. We'll have a couple more scoreboard updates throughout the game as the Threshers already have a righty loosening up in their left field bullpen. Two balls, no strikes to Pino as Tukas is pushing 30 pitches. Fastball just missing upstairs. It's a 3-2 count or 3-0 count to Pino here in the first. And he's not missing by much. Tukas going for the corners, but narrowly missing on most throws. 3-0 the pitch. Fastball on the inside edge. Called strike as Pino thought he was headed to first on a ball, on a walk. So 3-1 the count to the Cardinals right fielder as he circles the ump and heads back into the right-handed batter's box. 3-1 the count, 2-1, 2 out, 1-1 the score, and the pitch from Tukas is swung on and grounded out to short. Picked up by Beltran, goes the short way to second. Escobar's there in time for the catch and the out to finish off the first inning. An unearned run on two hits, two errors, and two left aboard. We're tied at one after one here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Leadoff home run in the first for the Threshers, a two-out RBI, but an unearned run in the first for Palm Beach. We've got an even score as Carter Matheson takes a fastball to the outer half for a called strike, 0-1, the count to Carter. Tello Gonzalez to follow Matheson as the pitch comes in. Looked a bit low, but it's still called a strike from Nelfi Infante. Matheson takes a quick timeout after an 0-2 count, and he steps out and back into the left-handed batter's box. Three homers, nine ribbies on the season for Carter Matheson, fifth rounder out of Indiana. 0-2 upstairs, and it's 1-2 as the catcher, Josh Cross, had to fully extend his glove hand to make that grab. Working quickly is Infante. Here's the wide kick in the 1-2. Curveball drops below the zone. Two balls, two strikes the count as Cross gives a new baseball to his pitcher. Two balls, two strikes. The leadoff man in the top second kicking the pitch. Matheson gets a piece, slices it foul behind home plate. Will do it again at 2-2. Now the 2-2. Matheson, it's a high fly ball, should stay on the infield, playable as McGee drifts into foul territory, blocks out the sun, makes the catch, crashing into the dugout railing of the Threshers on the third base side. Foul pop brings up out number one in the second inning. Score still tied at one with one gone in the top half of inning number two, and now Raider Tello comes up to the plate for the Threshers with a homer and five RBIs on the season, with one of those RBIs coming this week. One gone for Tello, right-handed hitter. Hits a line drive, base hit into the gap in right center field, but it's quickly cut off by Nathan Church, who stopped Tello at first base. Tello gets the second hit of the game for the Threshers and his second of the week. He is now 2-for-11 in this series. This is fourth game for Raider Tello as Diego Gonzalez steps up to the plate for the Threshers with a go-ahead run on the first base bag. Tello not a huge threat to steal. He was 6-for-7 in stolen bases at Iowa, but has yet to attempt a stolen base in his pro career. First pitch to Diego misses low, and it's a 1-0 count. Diego Gonzalez, one of the longest tenured members of the Phillies organization, currently on the Clearwater Threshers, as he was signed out of Venezuela in 2019 by the Phillies. 1-0, high chopper foul, and that almost takes out the photographer next to the Threshers dugout, count evens at 1-1 to Gonzalez. And he is a multi-talented infielder, able to play all over the diamond, making his home typically an either shortstop or third base. Today he's playing third for the first time this series. I believe every other time he's been in the lineup for Clearwater, it has been over at shortstop. So a 1-1 count for Diego Gonzalez, who played in 12 games in Australia over the winter in the Australian Baseball League for the Adelaide Giants. Curveball just catches the inner corner of the zone. 1-2 two strikes the count to Diego, who homered on two different continents in 2024 and 2025. 1-2. Ground ball, foul again down the third baseline. This one's going to ricochet into left field off the wall, and Gonzalez stays it alive. 1-2 two strikes. Now the count. He's now 21 years old from Barquisimeto in Venezuela. 0-3 in his last game, but 1-7 in the two games he has played so far this series. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Cross, so Tello will stay at first, and Cross calls a quick timeout to get a new baseball to Nedelfi Infante. 2-2 two strikes, 1-1. One man on for Clearwater. That's Raider Tello, who is taking a short lead off the first base bag. Infante deals. High line drive, but it drifts foul over the wall of the right field concourse. We'll do it again at 2-2. New set of baseballs for the home plate umpire, Dakota Kilgore, as a new one comes to Infante with this last one turning into a souvenir. 2-2-2 Diego. Infante sets and deals. Tap this one foul, just a bit late on it, or early on it, and that's the third pitch he's fouled away with his two-strike count. Gonzalez is also one of the first position players called up to Clearwater last year, joined the team for his first of, I think, two stints back in mid-April against Bradenton. 2-2, hammered on a line, but it goes foul, landing in the seats in right field, keeping the count even at 2-2. And he's having a heck of a defensive at bat. 9 pitches in this AB make up 9 of 31 for Infante. 21 of those have crossed the plate for strikes. 2-2 again. Curveball early on it, so it goes foul. If he was maybe a second later on that swing, it'd be 3-1 right now. That ball was crushed by Gonzalez, but it goes to the parking lot over the left field wall. 10th pitch of the at-bat coming to Diego. One out, one on, and a 1-1 tie here in the top second. Infante deals. Fastball up and in, and the count fills up at 3-2. We'll see if Tello goes to second base. Always an option on the full count. With one gone in the inning, the at-bat continues into double digits. And the 3-2, cut on and missed, and that is strike three. Second K of the day. Both the strikeouts for Infante brought up the second out in the inning.
Number 40, Nolan Beltran.
So Tello with a short leadoff first. Another lefty up to dish, and Nolan Beltran with two away. And he lays down a sneaky drag bunt that's fielded by the pitcher. Barehanded by Infante, and Beltran beats it out. Great job by Beltran, and a perfectly executed bunt. Third hit of the day for the Threshers, moving Tello to second and keeping this second inning alive. Go-ahead run on second base now, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who's had a heck of a series, is coming up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. In three games, Owusu-Asiedu is 4-for-9. Three of those hits went for extra bases and 5 RBIs, including a stolen base, a run scored, and 2 walks. He has stuffed the stat sheet so far in Jupiter. First pitch to Avery misses upstairs, and that's ball one. 1-0 is the count. And out comes the catcher, Josh Cross, to have a quick talk with Nelfi Infante. and Daniel Ortiz will come out to translate. So two on right now. Beltran's on first. Tello is on second. Score tied at one with two outs here in the top of the second inning, as the mound visit was a quick one, sending Cross back to the backstop and Ortiz back to first. So the 1-0 count resumes. Infante leans in for the sign, taking a little bit more time in the stretch than he does in the windup. 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. You can see the chalk splashing around in the dirt next to the left-handed batter's box, and it's a 2-0 count to Owusu-Asiedu. 2-0 to Avery. Big-time hitter's count for a big-time power hitter. 2-0, low and in, 3-0. Two gone, two on. 3-0 the count to Owusu-Asiedu. Infante deals. Fastball dribbled on the ground. Foul down the third base line. And that might have hit off of Owusu-Asiedu. Definitely got a piece of something as the count brings 3-1. Three balls, one strike the count. Infante has his pitch, but time is called. Not in time for Nelfi Infante. It's an automatic ball four to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. And that will load up the bases. Beltran a second. Tello within 90 feet of home plate. The go-ahead run now at third for Aaron Escobar, who has the lone grand slam of the season so far for the Clearwater Threshers. And ducks on the pond once again for Escobar, who homered in his first at-bat already today. First pitch coming to Escobar. Infante deals. Escobar gets a hold of this one out to right center field. Church on the run. He makes the catch going towards the warning track. And that'll do it for the second inning. No runs on two hits. No errors. Threshers leave them loaded. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. Threshers 1, Cardinals also 1.
Call in Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Bay Care Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Bottom third of the order for Palm Beach in the bottom of the second inning. Hernandez, Ortiz, and Encarnacion to face Zach Tukas in a 1-1 tie here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch, a fastball on the outside edge for Hernandez, called strike, nothing and one. Zach Tukas threw 31 pitches in the first inning. A little bit over half of those went for strikes. 0-1 the pitch, wave and a miss. Hefty hack from Hernandez, but couldn't catch up with the cut fastball. It's 0-2. Hernandez hitting 250 on the season so far, six RBIs without a home run for the Cardinals catcher turned designated hitter. 0-2 the count to Hernandez. Tukas deals. Breaking ball, missing low and away, and the slider makes it 1-2. Yukari De La Cruz coaching first, the bench coach for Palm Beach, and Gary Kendall, the manager, coaching third. 1-2. Liner from Hernandez on the slider, but it lands foul in the empty seats out in left field and will stay there. 1-2 remains the count. And that's going to be my route back to the bus later, so if no one gets there, I'm getting myself a souvenir. 1-2. Tap down on the ground towards the mound, goes past Tukas. Charging is Beltran, tries to glove it, but he can't. That should be an infield hit for Sammy Hernandez. If so, it'll be the second of the game. But that ball just hit into no man's land, and I mean, it's just not an easy play for Tukas to react to, and that was really the only chance the Threshers had at gloving that baseball. Beltran was playing a bit too far back against the righty, but certainly no one's fault in the field for that ball going in. Just a lucky flick of the wrist from Sammy Hernandez. So leadoff man gets aboard for Palm Beach here in the bottom second. Now Daniel Ortiz takes a first pitch slider straight down the pipe for a strike. 0-1 is the count. Hernandez, not a stealing threat, does have a couple over his minor league career and has taken a big lead with Tello holding him on first. 0-1. Fastball just missing inside, and it's a 1-1 count now to Ortiz. First baseman again for Palm Beach. Hit his first home run of the series in the eighth inning of that 3-0 Palm Beach win on Thursday. But otherwise, he is hitting 167. 1-1. Softly tapped to the top of the netting behind home plate. 1-2 now the count to Ortiz, who has exclusively played at first base in the field this week for Palm Beach. 1-2 the count. Tukas sets up from the stretch, towing the rubber on the first base side. Now the 1-2. Way early swing from Ortiz, and he rolls it foul, picked up by the Palm Beach manager, Gary Kendall. And it's a 1-2 count. One, two to Ortiz. Tukas deals. Hernandez thought about it, stays put. Fastball just misses upstairs. Count evens up at 2-2. Righty already warming in the Threshers' bullpen with Tukas 9 pitches away from 50. 2-2 misses upstairs on the fastball. Now the count fills up at 3-2. And that's Eli Trope starting his warm-ups in the Threshers' bullpen. Right-hander at a pen. Payoff pitch, runner goes, and the pitch is reached out and tapped foul by Ortiz. So we'll stay at 3-2. A couple of Threshers fans in the crowd. I see a guy with an Eduardo Tait jersey, number 13, walking around here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Always good to see Phillies and Threshers fans supporting on the road as Ortiz ropes this one, but it's just foul by a matter of feet down the left field line. We stay full at 3-2. Third pitch that Ortiz has knocked foul with 2. A battle of an at-bat, and we've seen plenty of those in this inning. Cardinals have shown poise from the batter's box all series long. Quick check on first from Tukas. He's set from the belt now. Payoff pitch. Runner goes, and it's going for a 3. High throw. Not in time. Escobar makes the grab to avoid sending Hernandez to third, but Sammy Hernandez is, I think, going to be ruled out at second base, and it's a challenge. So here is the home plate umpire, Dakota Kilgore. Ortiz will challenge, and he's very wrong. Every single stitch of that baseball was inside the strike zone. As Sammy Hernandez, I think, is going to head back to... No, he's out. So two gone now in the second inning. I'm not sure why Sammy Hernandez was ruled out. but the bases are clear, and Anielo Encarnacion is now up at the plate. Second strikeout of the day for Tukas, two away here in the second. Now the pitch, swing and a miss by Encarnacion, and a count evens at 1-1. The 1-1. Cut on and missed again. Encarnacion way behind the fastball, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count to Encarnacion. Tukas sets up from the center of the rubber. And the pitch. Waving a whiff, strike three. Beautiful slider from Zach Tukas. Finishes off the second inning. Despite a leadoff knock, he faced the minimum. And now we'll head to the top of the third, still tied at 1-1.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
So it was batter's interference that ruled out Sammy Hernandez at second in the technically strike him out, throw him out double play. Might not be like that on the stat sheet, but I like saying it, so we're going to go with it. 1-1 the score, top of the third for Dante Norrie, leading things off as the fastball from Infante misses outside. 1-0 the count to the Threshers center fielder. Score tied at 1. Threshers out hitting Palm Beach 3-2 is Norrie. Let's the curveball skip over the plate, 2-0, now the count. Dante has reached base in each of his last six games, had a tough run in the first two series, but really started to get it at the end of the week in Daytona. 2-0 hit foul, 2-1 now as Norrie fouls off a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. He finished up Daytona's series 4-for-19. This week he is 5-for-16. And this one hit on the ground towards short, picked up by Encarnacion, fires to first, beats Norrie by a step and a half for out number one here in the third inning. Desmond Jennings, the Threshers' assistant hitting coach, is over at first base. He has been there coaching first while the Threshers have been at bat all week, and Marty Malloy, as usual, in his spot as third base coach, as is typical in this league, the managers coach third base. Eduardo Tait at the dish for the Threshers stiffens up as he notices the fastball drifting inside, and he's right. It's a 1-0 count to the Panamanian International as the DH today. 1-0 the pitch. Curveball hit high in the air out to shallow center field. Church charging in, stops, makes the catch with two hands for safety for out number two here in the top three. So two quick ones for Nelfi Infante, who, like Tukas, is close to the 40 pitch mark. 46 have been thrown by Infante, 30 over for strikes, as Cody Shojinaga is coming to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch to him is a curveball, just missing inside. It's a 1-0 count to the Threshers catcher. He grounded out to the pitcher in his last at-bat. And now the 1-0. Fastball hit on the ground toward short, backhanded by Encarnacion at the base of the dirt. He fires to first in time. Catch made by Ortiz, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Threshers 1, Cardinals 1, on to the bottom third.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going.
Eli Trope, the new pitcher on the hill for the Clearwater Threshers after two innings of Zach Tukis. First pitch to Christian Martins, a curveball in for a strike, 0-1. And I think the fact that we are now in the second trip around the Cardinals lineup, leading off the bottom of the third with the Cardinals leadoff man, might have had a factor in that decision. 0-1 as Martin pops up a bunt, rolling foul down the first base, third base side. Gonzalez never really made a serious run towards that baseball as he saw that the whole way, drifting outside of foul territory. So it's quickly an 0-2 count on Martin, so maybe he should try for another bunt and see what happens. Eli Trope was 16th rounder out of Penn. He has made three appearances this season, three innings, two hits, one run, four strikeouts, and three walks allowed. 0-2 to Martin now, kicking the pitch. Wave and a whiff, but no, he got a piece of it. So, by a shaving of the rawhide, Christian Martin stays alive, tipping that one foul as it rolls behind the batter's box. So, no decision for Zach Tukis as the score is tied as he's out of the game. And there's the strikeout for Trope. Back-to-back benders, both fooling Martin as Eli Trope starts off his day with a K. Fourth strikeout of the afternoon so far for Clearwater. And that'll bring up Nathan Church, who reached on an error and scored back in the first inning. So the one run that Tukis allowed so far was unearned. Last two outings, actually, Tukis has not allowed an earned run. So I think the extra innings will certainly come for him as Church takes a fastball for a strike. And eventually he'll be able to work longer into games, but it's certainly promising that he is not allowing earn runs directly. Hard line drive from Church goes foul. 0-2 now the count to the Palm Beach center fielder. He has stolen a base and scored a run. Moved around on two separate errors as he got to first and from second to third on the two Threshers errors so far. He faces an 0-2 count now against the righty Trope, who sets up center of the rubber. Three on the pitch clock as he deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's 1-2. There are a couple of college teammates that have started the season for the Threshers. Eli Trope and Ryan Dromboski, both on the pitching staff of the Penn Quakers. 1-2 popped up behind home plate. Shoji Naga can't find it in the sun, and that is going to reach the seats. Pretty sure a fan just made a banana ball out. Catching that one behind home plate, but it just stays 1-2 here. So Eli Trope, Ryan Dromboski, beginning their first full seasons of pro ball together in Clearwater. like Cody Shojinaga, Trope's battery mate, and Reese Dutton, who both attended the University of Kansas. 1-2. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. And having a couple different pairs of teammates, and of course the Kansas and Kansas State rivalry that Shojinaga and Dutton hold with Brady Day, I think has really helped the team chemistry skyrocket for Clearwater. Breaking ball, bounces on the plate, fills up the count on Church, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes the count. Trope sets up for the payoff. Fastball popped up high in the air. Left field towards the corner. Wusu Asiedu is going to watch that one hit the stands. Foul territory, so we stay at 3-2. Didn't look for a second like that ball was going to be fair, but it certainly was hit well by the Cardinals center fielder. We have a final in the Phillies game, 11-10. Phillies hang on to a game that should have been a lot closer, or shouldn't have been that close. As another pop-up from Church, this time very well in fair territory. Beltran tracks it, but at the last minute, Owusu Asiedu calls him off, charging in from left to make the catch for out number two. Strikeout and a flyout, and a busy third inning for Trope. Already has thrown 12 pitches through the first two batters, and that'll bring up Travis Honeyman, who was struck out swinging. First K victim by Zach Tukas back in the first inning, dipping his average below 500 for the first time this series. First pitch to him is a breaking ball, called a strike. Curve sets on the inner corner, nothing and one. Trope joined the Threshers last season towards the end of the season in mid-August. 0-1 to Honeyman, slider outside, and it's 1-1. In four games with Clearwater, he allowed three runs in his first outing, two-thirds of an inning. His next three, he pitched four shutout innings and amassed five strikeouts. So a good end to that first season as the fastball misses low, 2-1. And is coming off a two-inning outing in which he allowed one run but struck out four. 2 on the pitch. Outside and low on the slider, 3-1 the count to Honeyman, whose only RBI came on a solo home run in the second series of the season by Palm Beach. 3-1 the count to Honeyman. Trope fires home. Fastball, center cut, drifting towards the outer edge, but is a called strike. 3-2 as Honeyman takes a quick timeout. Steps in and out of the batter's box. The pitch clock will now turn back on, starting the countdown from 15 seconds as Honeyman enters the right-handed batter's box. Trope set up from the stretch. Payoff pitch coming with two gone in the third. The pitch hit on a line out to center field. Norrie is there, makes the catch on the run, and it's in a 1-2-3 inning for Eli Trope in his first frame of the series. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and the Threshers take down the Cardinals in order for the second straight inning, keeping the score tied at one.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
First pitch of the top of the fourth inning is hit on a one hopping line drive towards second. Carter Matheson is out at first on the throw from Martin to Ortiz. One pitch, one out to start the top fourth for Nelfi Infante. 1-1 the score. Threshers, three hits to two. Two errors have allowed Palm Beach to score a run. One unearned run from Zach Tukas. Now Raider Tello coming up to the plate for the Threshers after recording the Threshers' second hit of the day. A one-out single in the second. Now here in the fourth, he's up with one on. As I guess the throw missed to first base, so Matheson's going to be given an infield hit. I thought he was out at first, but he beat that out, and I need to pay closer attention. Tello hits a hard liner the other way. Diving stop by Martin. No play at second base. He'll have to settle for the first base out. And what a great play by Christian Martin to save not only a second hit of the day for Tello, but that would have put Carter Matheson on third, no question, as that one was not exactly rolling with fast speeds over towards right field. But Christian Martin, a diving stop to cause the ground out. So one gone, man on second, and Diego Gonzalez is at the plate. Hits a ground to the third. Runner McGee looks Matheson back to second. Gonzalez thrown out at first, two away on the 5-3.
The shortstop, number 40, Nolan Beltran.
And I'll bring up Nolan Beltran. Singled on a perfectly executed bunt towards the third base side back in the first inning. Took advantage of the shift, and that's not a mistake Cade McGee is going to make again. He's not exactly shifted in, but certainly playing a little bit further forward than he normally would over at the hot corner. Two gone and runner on second base. High fly ball out to shallow right. Towards the line goes Pino, and he makes a nice running catch, and he'll take that one all the way into the dugout. Every single batter swung at the first pitch in a four-pitch, four-inning. Threshers don't score a run, but they do get a hit, leaving one man left aboard, and that will end up a 1-2-3 inning almost. Bottom of the fourth inning, still 1-1.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Josh Cross.
So it was confirmed that Carter Matheson reached first base on a catcher's interference on the first pitch of the fourth inning. Still 1-1 the score, bottom of the fourth, as Trope's curveball settles in for a strike on Josh Cross, who is 1-for-1 with an RBI single. Heart of the order for Palm Beach, as the game is tied at 1. Cross scoots away from an indoor breaking ball, and the count evens up at 1-1. A run on 3 hits and 2 errors for Clearwater for Palm Beach. That catcher's interference going down as an error. So they have one error. Ground ball slowly rolling towards second, scooped up by Escobar. Quick flip to first. Tello the grab and out number 1. So Cross has retired for the first time today. Score remains 1-1. And Cade McGee trying to make this his first official at bat after drawing a walk on 8 pitches back in the first inning against Zach Tukas. Trope still on the mound in the second. 1 gone, kicking the pitch to McGee. Curveball missing inside. It's a 1-0 count. One out to Trope. The pitch. Slider outside. 2-0. Trope played 3 years for the Quakers. 7-2 in 55 and 2/3 innings pitch with a 3.07 ERA and a batting average against under 2. First strike pumped in to McGee, 2-1 on a sinking fastball from Eli Trope. He pitched in 21 of his career 48 games in 2024, amassing a 3.33 ERA and a 3-2 record as McGee swings and misses another heater, 2-2. Trope pitching exclusively out of the bullpen in his 3 years at Penn and has done the same in his short minor league career. This is fourth outing of the season, matching how many he had in the final month of 2024. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count, 1 out to McGee, score tied at 1. Here's the pitch. Upstairs on the breaking ball, it is 3-2. Once again, Cade McGee has worked the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes with 1 gone and nobody aboard here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Trope rocks and fires, payoff pitch, just misses upstairs, and that's ball 4, as Trope has now allowed his first base runner after an inning and a third. So, 1 out and 1 on here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Luis Pino, who grounded into a fielder's choice that ended the first inning. 9 ribbies and a 270 average for the right fielder, only position he has played in the outfield this week. First pitch to Luis. Hard line drive, just gets past the base runner, rolls into right field for a knock. Carter Mathen is there to hold the runner McGee at second base as Pina evens up the hit battle with Palm Beach's third knock of the game. And that'll bring up Sammy Hernandez, who singled in the second inning, but was out on batter's interference on a stolen base attempt back in the second inning. So 2 on and 1 out. McGee on second, Pino on first. Threshers shifted for 2 with Escobar shaded towards the second base back. High hard one on Hernandez, but he has to duck out of the way of that wayward fastball, and it's a 1-0 count. 6 ribbies so far for Sammy, average up to 270 after his leadoff single in the second inning. The 1-0. High cheese, did he go? Yes, he did. Count evens up at 1-1. So an even count. 2 on, 1-1 the count, 1 out. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-1 still the score. Each team with 3 hits. And Trope kicks and deals. Slider lifted high in the air, deep out to left field. Owusu-Asidu is there. Comes in off the warning track, makes the catch, fires in a strike to the cutoff man Beltran, holding McGee at second and keeping runners on first and second without number 2. That'll bring up Daniel Ortiz, who was involved in one of the longest at-bats of the game. A 9-pitch AB resulted in a strikeout looking. On the challenge call, he stood too far in front of Cody Shoji Naga, impeding his ability to make an accurate throw to second base. And that led to the batter's interference that resulted in a de facto double play. First pitch to Ortiz, breaking ball, missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to the Cardinals' first baseman. He's 0 for 1, but 2 on and 2 out. Still time to make something happen for Palm Beach in the fourth, as hard as Trope is trying to prevent that. He'll step off the mound quickly, restarting the pitch clock to the 18-second mark. And the righty Ortiz digs back in. Trope rocks and deals. This one lifted high in the air out to right field. Drifting towards the foul grounds is Carter Matheson, and he runs out of room as that ball ricochets off the netting and back into right field. Count evens at 1-1. And across the dive in goes Pino to first and Cade McGee back to second. He was about three-quarters of the way to third on contact. One and one the count to Ortiz. Two gone, two on. Score still tied at one run each. Trope scans the bases quickly, fires in the 1-1. Fastball inside corner, called a strike, 1-2, as Ortiz declines to challenge, takes a quick timeout before he steps back in. He is now set, pitch clock down to 10 for Trope, who gets the sign and loads up at the stomach. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Slider upstairs, great catch by Shoji Naga. Had to pop up to make the play and keep the runners on first and second for a harmless ball two. So a 2-2 count to Ortiz as the Threshers look to get out of this jam here in the bottom fourth. Trope deals. Slider gets away from Shoji Naga. That one's wild. Each runner moves up a bag. McGee to third on the second wild pitch of the game. First for Trope, and Pino moves to second. So now the count goes full. First base is open, and Anyelo Encarnacion is in the on-deck circle for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Pino to second, McGee to third. Two away and 3-2 count to Daniel Ortiz. Threshers have a righty loosening up in the bullpen with pitching coach Tyler Higgins closely looking on. Full count to Ortiz. Here's the payoff from Trope. Sliced foul, and that one almost hit a couple fans in the suites next door. It's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, the count. Another payoff from Trope goes over the head but bounces off the backstop. Shoji Naga goes to Trope but not in time as he flips over the base runner who doesn't slide for some reason. And now Trope is taking a minute to get up. It is 2-1 now, Palm Beach, as head athletic trainer Marissa Van Hassel comes out to make sure Eli Trope is okay. Second wild pitch of the game scores run number two for Palm Beach. They now lead by one. Pino moves to third, and Ortiz is on first. He won't get an RBI on the walk, but the Cardinals will now take the lead. Gustavo Armas comes out of the Threshers dugout with Marissa Van Hassel, head athletic trainer for Clearwater, and they're making sure Trope is all right. He's now up off the ground, and he'll head right back up to the mound after a dangerous play coming home from Cade McGee. Really don't know why he didn't choose to slide there, but two outs, runners on the corners, 2-1 the lead now for Palm Beach. First earned run of the game for the Cardinals is Trope will get a couple of warm-up pitches to make sure he's all right. First one is center cut, so that'll cut it short, and we're ready to go. Dakota Kilgore is going to clean off the plate as Angelo Encarnacion comes up with runners on the corners, two gone, and Palm Beach enjoying their first lead. It's slim at 2-1. Two outs, two aboard. Encarnacion went down swinging to end the second. First pitch misses upstairs. Shoji Naga won't throw to second base, and Ortiz advances on defensive indifference. Pitch number 40 is ready to go for Eli Trope. 1-0 the count and Encarnacion. First base open with Palm Beach having two in scoring position. Fastball just catching the zone upstairs. Great pitch by Trope and the count evens up at 1-1. That was pitch number 40, and he has thrown 21 of his 40 pitches over for strikes so far. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack by Encarnacion chasing the high heat, and the count is now 1-2. So two on still, two out, 2-1 lead for Palm Beach with one across in the fourth. Here's the pitch from Eli. Fastball just missing to the outside corner. Count evens at 2-2. Encarnacion, homer, 6 RBI so far this season, but an average just south of 200 at 194. 2-2 from Trope. Slider, wave, and a whiff, strike 3. Nasty breaking ball from Eli Trope. And Encarnacion goes fishing and comes up empty. But the Cardinals did not come up empty in the fourth inning, getting their first earned run of the game on one hit. And no errors. Two left aboard for Palm Beach. Couple of wild pitches has the Cardinals out in front by a 2-1 margin.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Nine, 1-2, starting off inning number 5 as Avery Owusu-Asidu comes out to play against Infante. Breaking ball just outside, and it's a 1-0 count to Owusu-Asidu, who walked in the second inning. And he continues a hot start to this series. He's reached base in all four games he has played now this week, taking another fastball low to make it a 2-0 count. Owusu-Asidu will be followed up by Escobar and Nori with the Threshers in a deficit for the first time. Curveball missing upstairs, 3-0. And that's a great start on a guy like Owusu-Asidu, who was second on the Threshers in steals last year and has already swiped a bag in 2025. Breaking ball just lands in the inside corner, 3-1 the count now to Owusu-Asidu in his second year with the Threshers. 3-1. Fastball. If he was maybe an inch shorter, that would have been a ball, but with Owusu-Asidu standing at 6'4", they got to call that one a strike. So a 3-2 count to Avery, and the kick and the pitch from Infante lifted high in the air and foul down the right field line and out of play. Avery 1-for-4 with a 2-RBI double in yesterday's game after getting one hit in 5 games last week. He has reached all 4 games in Palm Beach. Payoff pitch, sliced foul again. Again smacks the booth next door. And I'm starting to get a little nervous. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count to Owusu-Asidu, who turned 21 not long after the Threshers clinched their first half championship in 2024. Payoff pitch once again. Sliced foul again. We do it over at 3-2. For the Threshers, clinched their first half championship on this very field, but against the Miami Marlins affiliated Jupiter Hammerheads. Payoff pitch, drilled high in the air, deep out to left, but it's foul. And that's the fourth pitch knocked foul by Owusu-Asidu. That ball was smoked, but the wind is blowing out towards left field and definitely picked up that baseball and sent it in foul grounds, keeping the count full. Infante, working quickly, fires another payoff, which is popped up. A little underneath it by Owusu-Asidu, staying on the infield. Encarnacion comes in. So does the third baseman, McGee, who makes the catch halfway between third and the mound for out number one.
The second baseman, number 37, Aaron Escobar.
Well, Usuasidu's high fly ball might have drifted foul. Back in the first inning, Aaron Escobar certainly did not. He absolutely crushed that home run. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 23-degree launch angle, and it says the distance is 356 feet, but that must mean it hit a building or something. Fastball upstairs, called strike one on Escobar, but it's going to be challenged, so here's Dakota Kilgore. One correct challenge already for Clearwater, and now two correct challenges. Less than half an inch, but it certainly looked more convincing than the ABS would make it seem. Now the 1-1 to Escobar's, another curveball, well inside, no challenge needed, and it's 2-1. 2-1 is the score, each team with three hits. Threshers, though, leading 2-1 in terms of errors. They have the two. 2-1 to Escobar, holds up the swing, curveball settles in the upper part of the zone. It's a 2-2 count now to Aaron Escobar. Nori on deck, here's Infante. High fly ball, popped foul down the first baseline, drifting and carrying out of play, and it's a foul ball. Still 2-2 to Aaron as Infante gears up for pitch number 70. 44 of his first 69 throws have caught the strike zone. 2-2, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Two away now as Infante now has his third strikeout in 4 2/3. His warm-ups intensify for the righty out in the Threshers' pen, out in left field. Surprisingly, even with Infante now at 70 pitches, there is no action in the Palm Beach bullpen, but I think I know why. Gary Kendall is coming to the mound to make a call to the bullpen, giving a no decision to his starter, Nelfi Infante. And we'll give you the final line after the break as Palm Beach brings in their first reliever with two outs and a 2-1 Cardinals lead. Dante Nori will be up next for the Threshers when we return.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
For the second time this series, Yordi Herrera comes out of the Cardinals' bullpen, one out away from putting their starter Infante in line for the victory. Herrera gets a strike by Dante Nori to start off his fifth inning with two outs already. 0-1, Nori takes another strike. Similar pitch, curveball drifting outside, catching the corner. It's 0-2. Back on Tuesday, Yordi Herrera threw for Palm Beach, pitched the eighth inning, and got tagged for four runs by the Threshers. The 0-2, Nori, defensive swing as he slices it foul. Drifting over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side, we stay 0-2. In an inning and a third, Yordi Herrera allowed three hits, four runs, and three walks, but struck out four. 0-2 again, curveball below the zone, Nori knew it, and that's strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts end the fifth inning for Palm Beach, and at the halfway point, it's the Cardinals ahead 2-1 against the Threshers here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
For the first time in his professional career, a long-awaited debut for Marty Gaire. He was a 13th round pick out of Florida Southwestern State back in 2023 by the Threshers. And due to injury complications, Gaire has been unable to pitch in an organized game, or an official game, I should say, until today, making his debut against the top of the Cardinals' order in a 2-1 deficit here in the fifth inning. And it's easy to see already why Phillies scouts were excited about their 13th rounder as he starts things off with a miss, but a 98-mile-an-hour miss low in the zone. 1-0 to Martin. Fastball inside. Now it's 2-0. Eli Trope's night is done. He's currently in line for the loss, allowing one run on one hit with two walks and two strikeouts in two innings. And that's a strike for Gaire. To bring the count to 3-1. 3-1 pitch, breaking ball, catching the zone, it's 3-2. At 97 plus mile an hour fastballs, the most popular pitch for Gaire so far, is 21 years old. And now the payoff, hit on the ground, fouled by Martin. We'll do it again at 3-2. And Marty Gaire is not a complete stranger to the Threshers. His former teammate, A.J. Shaver, was also drafted from Florida Southwestern State and was also attending UNC Wilmington before he transferred here to Florida. 3-2 misses low. Fastball again, and it's leadoff walk to start the fifth inning. 2-1 the lead for Palm Beach. Three hits apiece for each side as the first batter Garib faces in the pros will walk, and that'll bring up the rehabbing Nathan Church, who reached on an error in the first inning but is 0-for-2 with a stolen base and a run scored. Marty Gaire pitched all 4 years in high school at Cox Mills HS, finishing with a 110 batting average against, lights out in his final year of high school, and an All-State selection Pitcher of the Year award for his conference in his senior season. Church started out with a ball. It's a 1-0 count as Martin inches his way off the first base bag. Gaire looks in, sets up from the stretch, and fires. Fastball in the dirt. It's 2-0. Fastball, change in a curve for Marty Gaire after getting surgery on his elbow. That caused him to miss 2024 and the tail end of 2023 following the draft. 2-0, it's a pickoff attempt at first, and That pickoff move looks good for Marty Gehr. Throwing a fastball, but just a tad late to Tello, holding Martin on first base. 2-0 of the count to Church as Gehr sets from the center of the rubber. Takes a long pause, 5 in the clock as he fires home. Fastball right back to Marty. Turns around, fires to second, but he misses the throw, and the ball rolls into center field. Norrie gets there to hold Martin on third, and that's going to be a fielder's choice and an error for Nathan Church. E1 sends Martin to third. Fielder's choice gone 1-2-6 to put Church on first base. So Church has technically reached twice, but neither time safely. And out comes Gustavo Armas to have a chat with Marty Gehr during his pitching debut. Cody Shojinaga joins him. And still no minor league scores just yet, except for one in AA. The Reading Fightin' Phils just got underway against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. And in the top of the first inning, the Rumble Ponies got 2 runs on 3 hits. And a trio of former Threshers will lead off the home half of the inning for the Fightins. Trent Farquhar, Aiden Miller, and Leandro Pineda up in AA, trying to take some runs back for the Fightin' Phils. So that's the third error of the game for Clearwater. Now Travis Honeyman has runners on the corners. Threshers would be willing to trade 2 outs for a run with a good runner in Martin on third base. Fastball just missed outside, and it's a 1-0 count to Honeyman, who is 0-for-2 so far today. Struck out in the first, flied out in the third, now facing his third different pitcher. Gehr sets and deals. Fastball low, 2-0. Strikeout in the first inning, fly out to center field in the third for Travis Honeyman. And he's got 2 aboard. Threshers trail by 1, still nobody out in the bottom fifth. And now Gehr fires home. Fastball outside corner, called a strike up in the zone. It's 2-1. .98 on that last heater from Gehr. He's sent from the stretch and fires. Fastball cut on and missed. Honeyman out in front of that heater. It's 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, no one out, as Marty Gehr hoping that his first out is going to be a strikeout. Expecting another heater from Marty, kicking the 2-2. Fastball poked at and fouled off. 2 balls, 2 strikes remains the count to the Cardinals left fielder. Two-two, Gehr deals. Runner thought about it, and this one sliced right back into the netting by Honeyman, who stays alive, fouling off the second straight pitch, coming on the 2-2 count from Marty Gehr. Still 2-2, Honeyman gets set up. Gehr locked in. He deals. Fastball hit back up the middle, no one there, and that's a base hit. Unearned run scores, and it's 3-1 Cardinals as Honeyman gets the RBI. Church moves to second. First three batters reach for the Cardinals. They lead by 2. Cody Shojinaga sending signs out to his infield as Josh Cross comes out to the plate with 2 runners on and 1 run already across before the first out has been recorded. And that is just an unfortunate error that helped lead to that run for Palm Beach here in the bottom fifth. Their lead is 3-1 as Gehr is going to be hit with an automatic ball 1. Pitch clock violation on Marty. A 1-0 count to Josh Cross, who is 1-for-2 so far today. 2 of the 3 runs allowed by the Threshers are unearned, and Gehr deals. Fastball cut on and missed at 99. That was a bullet from Marty Gehr. So hard that Shojinaga couldn't close his glove on it in time. Threshers with a couple of fireballers on their roster, 2 of whom threw last night. Titan Hayes, the closer, Andrew Painter, the starter, who both routinely touch 98-99. 1-1 now to Cross. Hard ground ball to first. Great stab by Tello. Throws to second for one. Gayer covers on to first. Makes a great catch, but is pulled off the bag. And the fielder's choice gets the first out of the inning. Church moves to third. Honeyman is out at second. 3-2-6. And Cross is on first on the fielder's choice with one out in the inning. Still runners on the corners, but one out now, and this time a double play would end the frame. And that's going to bring up Cade McGee. Two walks and a run so far for Cade, who scored on a wild pitch to tie the game in the fourth. Cross thought about stealing. Shoji Naga makes a snag on the fastball that's outside. 1-0 the count to Cade McGee. 3-1 the lead for Palm Beach. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. They now have four hits and have scored three runs. Gayer deals. Swing and a miss. McGee chases the high cheese, can't touch it, and it's 1-1. Two on. One ball, one strike, one out. One run already across in the bottom fifth. The pitch, fastball, low, 2-1. Threshers have a righty loosening up already. Gayer topping 20 pitches in his first inning of work. 22 pitches, 12 have gone for strikes. 2-1. Fastball, cut on and missed, and maybe got a piece of it, did McGee. Two balls and two strikes and a well-placed heater on the outside edge. Threshers have a righty warming in the pen as Gayer looks for a crucial out number two. 2-2. Curveball, runner goes. Pitch misses for a ball, and we've got a rundown in between first and second. Escobar keeping an eye on third. He's going to turn and fire home, and what a great play by Aaron Escobar. Held Cross in the pickle as Cross tried to fool the Threshers' second baseman, and Nathan Church thought he had an opening, escaped for home. Escobar had one eye on Church the entire time, and what a great play to make the second out there, eliminating the runner from third. Cross advances in the commotion. So it's a pickoff, 4-2, and now a swing and a miss by Cade McGee. And the Threshers with a great defensive outing to finish off that fifth inning. Aaron Escobar has to get plenty of credit for forcing the pickle. And then Marty Gayer with his first professional strikeout to end the fifth inning. But some damage done for Palm Beach. Another unearned run for the Cardinals coming on one hit, one error, and one left aboard. 3-1 Palm Beach. We head to the sixth.
Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information, and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd, and your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Threshers with a sliver of momentum after a fantastic defensive play by Aaron Escobar. High IQ play from second base, and the very next pitch the first career strikeout for Marty Gaer in his pro debut. Tyeet ducks under a high breaking ball. A lot of sliders so far from Yordi Herrera. That one missed upstairs, and Tyeet now has a 1-0 count. Threshers DH is 0 for 2, and the second pitch slider, jam shot, grounded over to second base. Martin scoops it up, flips to first, caught by Ortiz for out number 1. That'll bring up Cody Shoji Naga, who is 0 for 2 as he tries to extend his 8-game hitting streak, tied at the top of the list. One of just two players in the Florida State League so far with a hit in their first 8 games of the season. First pitch, and that gets Cody. So the on-base streak reaches 9 straight games as Cody angrily throws his bat towards the dugout after getting hit in, I believe, his wrist. But the Threshers have a man aboard, and one of their biggest home run threats coming up to the plate in Carter Matheson. Matheson, one of three players now at the top of the Threshers' home run pecking order, tied with Aaron Escobar and Eduardo Tyeet with 3 long balls. First pitch to Matheson is a slider, low and away. It's a 1-0 count. Matheson reached on catcher's interference in the fourth inning and popped out in the second. He is 0 for 2. Or is it 0 for 1? I never get catcher's interference sometimes. 1-0 to Matheson. Slider well outside in the right-handed batter's box. 2-0 the count on Carter. Shoji Naga has some speed. Not expecting him to steal here with a tying run at the dish. 2-0 to Matheson. Slider low, but just at the knees of Carter Matheson. Count now 2-1. Shoji Naga did not have a stolen base last season. He's already 0-for-1 in 2025. The 2-1. Matheson holds up the swing. It's a strike anyway. Fastball to the outside corner. And the count evens at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. One on and one gone here in the top six. Herrera deals. Fastball outside. 3-2 now. And we could see Shoji Naga heading to second base on the payoff. Three balls, two strikes, the count. Left-on-lefty matchup. Shoji stays put. Matheson swings and misses at the slider as Herrera pulls the string for his second strikeout. Two away, and now the title of tying run transfers to Raider Tella. First baseman today who made a great play in the field that almost spawned a double play. He's 1-for-2 today with a second inning single. Shoji Naga with a short leadoff first. First pitch to Tello is a slider low, 1-0 the count. Lot of sliders from Yordi Herrera, all staying under 80 miles an hour, offsetting a fastball that doesn't eclipse 90 by all that much. It's been sitting at 91-92 for Herrera. He takes a look at Shoji Naga at first base and sends the B move. Pickoff to first, not in time. No tag applied by Ortiz. So 1-0 to Tello, two gone and a 3-1 lead here in the top of the sixth inning for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Herrera deals. 1-0 well upstairs. Eye level for Tello, 2-0. Tello, an undrafted free agent out of the University of Iowa. Another pair of teammates, as Marcus Morgan was drafted out of Iowa in the ninth round in 2024. 2-0 to Tello. This one hit well. High in the air, out to right center field. But it holds up for the center fielder, Church, who makes the catch in right center to end the sixth inning. Threshers get a man aboard on a hit by pitch. Leave him there. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Palm Beach leading the Threshers 3-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
One of the best bullpen arms the Threshers have had so far this season, Reese Dutton, returns to the mound for Clearwater, forming the Rock Chalk Battery with his Kansas teammate, Cody Shojinaga. The 23-year-old was lights out for Clearwater last season, only allowing one unearned run in the playoffs after six shutout innings in two relief appearances in the regular season. And the first pitch misses to Luis Pino, who starts off the sixth, the 1-0 count. Hernandez, Ortiz to follow. Cardinals lead the Threshers 3-1. Here's Dutton. Right down the pipe, called strike, and it's an even 1-1 count on Pino. Dutton, so far this season, has made his fourth appearance, 10 strikeouts in 9 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 3 walks, and 3 earned runs allowed. 1-2 now as the breaking ball settles in for a strike. Pino has kept his bat mostly dormant in the leadoff at bat here in the bottom six. Dutton working quickly, kicking the pitch. Slider outside, count evens at 2-2. Pino is 1-for-2, ended the first inning on a fielder's choice, and then reached with a single back in the fourth. 2-2. Just missing low, no challenge, so the count evens at 3-2. Close pitch from Dutton, who is initially from Wisconsin. Payoff pitch, popped up high in the air out to left center field. Dante Norte drifting over, ranging to his right. Owusu Asidu calls him off, makes the catch. That's out number one. Good communication in the outfield for Norte and Owusu Asidu, who spent the last month of 2024 together here with the Clearwater Threshers and shared an outfield quite a bit during the Threshers' short playoff run. So Marty Gehr won't get a decision, but his professional debut, not too shabby. One unearned run allowed, one hit, one walk, and one strikeout in one inning of work. That'll bring up Sammy Hernandez, started with an 0-1, and Dutton, speeding through the batters, takes a slider to the outside corner, 1-1, the count now to the Cardinals' designated hitter. Hernandez, 1-for-2, flied out to Owusu Asidu and left in his last at-bat. This one sparked foul, high fly ball down the right field side, and the count drops to 0-2. Reese Dutton, also an accomplished high school wrestler in Wisconsin, as well as a two-way player in high school. Soft liner over the head of the third baseman, and it's the second hit of the day for Sammy Hernandez. Owusu Asidu is there to field it, but hit number 5 on the game for Palm Beach comes with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Daniel Ortiz, who walked back in the fourth inning and struck out looking back in the second. So Reese Dutton not only is one of the most accomplished pitchers in his high school's history, but he also owns the school takedown record as a wrestler, career record of 172-48 at Kenosha Tremper High School. First pitch, sinker dips below the zone, 1-0 the count to Daniel Ortiz, who is 0-for-1 on the day. Hernandez will not steal second base most likely, but he's taken a sizable lead with a 1-0 count on Ortiz. The pitch, breaking ball up and in, 2-0. Dutton also went to community college for 3 years. Heartland was his first school before the transfer to Kansas. Owns a 16-1 record in 26 outings. 2-0. High fly ball out to shallow right center, right center field. Norrie slides, and it bounces into his glove. Almost an incredible play by Dante Norrie. As he is taking a bit to get up, I don't think it's because of an injury. He just was so close to making what would have been a highlight reel catch. And that's the second knock in a row for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Dutton also comes from an athletic family, though most of his family stayed in Wisconsin. His father, Joel, wrestled at University of Wisconsin Parkside, a prominent D2 sporting school in the GLIAC, Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. That's where his mother played softball, and his brother Riley played his college ball at Platteville. Wild pitch from Dutton to Encarnacion. Ball one to Agnolo, and now the runners move to second and third with one out in the frame. Hernandez to third, Ortiz to second, and Dutton will return to the mound with 1-0 count. So two runners in scoring position. That'll push the Threshers infield in. With everybody tiptoeing the infield grass, Escobar playing slightly back with a runner on third. Swing and a miss by Encarnacion. Count evens at 1-1 on the Dutton sinker. Also adds a slider and a change into the mix. So count even at 1. 2 on, 1 out. 1-1 the count to Encarnacion. Pitch outside on the slider. 2-1. Now to Agnolo, who has struck out in each of his first two at-bats. He's 0 for 2. Two on the count, kicking the pitch from Dutton. Slider, catching the outer corner. It's a called strike. Beautiful pitch from Reese, and the count evens up to the Cardinals shortstop, 2-2. Two-two to Encarnacion. Infield still in for the Threshers. Dutton sets from the stretch, center of the rubber. The 2-2. Sinking fastball, low and outside. Now the count fills up at 3-2. First base is open, so the two runners aboard will not be moving on the payoff pitch, but Encarnacion facing a full count with one gone and two in scoring position. Christian Martin waiting in the wings. Dutton deals the payoff. This one hit on the ground is short. Beltran picks it up, fires straight home, and catches Hernandez in a pickle. Catcher to the third baseman. Hernandez slips, and the throw to first base not in time, but a good idea from Diego Gonzalez as he tries to pick up a second out. So Hernandez is out on the play. And that is going to be 6-2-5 on the fielder's choice for Agnolo Encarnacion. Ortiz moves to first. Ortiz moves to third. Encarnacion to first on the fielder's choice. Now there's two away. And the score might not be where the Threshers want it. But other than the couple of errors, the defense has been rock solid for Clearwater. First pitch to Christian Martin, leadoff man in the fourth trip around the order, taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. Martin scored in the fifth inning, though he is 0 for 2 before that, following the walk to start the fifth against Marty Gehr. The 1-0 outside, 2-0. As Martin grounded out in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Dutton back to the mound, runners on the corners with two away. Two-run lead for Palm Beach here in the bottom six. The pitch, 2-0, hard line drive, and that's going to go for extra bases. Matheson chasing towards the corner as Ortiz walks home, and the runner stopped at third. Encarnacion falls down to prevent the two-run double from Christian Martin. Still a double and an RBI as the Threshers now face a three-run deficit, 4-1 the score with two outs here in the sixth inning. So Ortiz scores, Encarnacion moves to third, Martin on second, still runners on second and third, two away, and out comes Gustavo Armas, the Threshers pitching coach, to have a quick chat with Reese Dutton. 4-1 the score in favor of Palm Beach. No other Florida State League games have started just yet, and it's still 2-0 Binghamton in the top of the third against the Fighting Phils. Kyle Tyler will start for Lehigh Valley. He'll get the ball in about 15 minutes in Gwinnett against the Rays, or the Braves-affiliated Stripers. Meanwhile, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are in Greensboro, and the former Chicago White Sox farmhand Aaron Combs is getting the start for Jersey Shore. That game will begin at 6:30 in North Carolina. So that'll bring up Nathan Church, rehabbing center fielder, who scored a run on an error back in the first inning, now has two aboard with two outs in the sixth inning. So one run in each of the last three innings for Palm Beach after a 1-1 draw in the first, but only half of the runs have been earned by the Cardinals. Seven hits so far for Palm Beach as Church hammers this one foul down the right field line, bouncing off the wall of the cool zone, and it's no one count to eight. Fielder's choice and an error have gotten Church aboard twice, but he's 0 for 3 with a steal and a run scored. He was also thrown out at home in the fifth inning before the Cade McGee strikeout end the frame. 0-1 to Church. Pitch, breaking ball, missing low, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, Dutton deals. High fly ball from Church, shallow center field. Beltran and Norrie converging on it, and Norrie calls him off, reaches up to make the grab, and that'll do it for the sixth inning. Another run for Palm Beach extends their lead to 4-1. They get that run on three hits, leaving two men aboard and heading into the seventh with a 3-1 lead over Clearwater.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Thrushers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThrushersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our story.
Diego Gonzalez leads off against the third Cardinals pitcher of the afternoon, Nolan Sparks, as he sends a fastball inside to Gonzalez for a 1-0 count. 1.23 ERA for Nolan in 7 1/3 innings. He has struck out 11. So far, kicking the pitch, 1-0, tips off the catcher's glove. It's upstairs, 2-0. Gonzalez, Beltran, and Owusu-Asidu against Sparks, with the Threshers trailing 4-1, due in large part to three errors for Clearwater. Runs in each of the last three innings for Palm Beach as Gonzalez awaits the 2-0. He hits a grounder, slowly rolling towards short, picked up by Encarnacion, throws on the run, picked at first by Ortiz for the first out. One gone as Nolan Beltran comes up to the plate for the Threshers in the first all-Nolan battle of the season. Nolan Sparks, Nolan Beltran in a righty-lefty battle that Beltran hopes to take advantage of. He has a hit already today, 1-for-2, as he gets a hit in his opening at bat for the first time. And now strangely, the pitching coach, Michael O., comes out, and now I see why. He gives a new ball to Sparks in advance of the Beltran at-bat. 4-1 the lead for Palm Beach, one gone here in the top of the seventh inning as Beltran trying to spark a rally against the righty Sparks. He's set at the belt. First pitch coming in. Sliced foul. That one ricochets off the netting behind home plate, slightly towards the batter's box where Avery Owusu-Asidu waits, and it's 1-0. 94 on the heater from Sparks in the last pitch. Now he deals again. 0-1, hit on the ground, two-hopper back to the pitcher. Underhand toss to first, Ortiz with a two-hand squeeze, and there's two outs. Beltran drops to 1-for-3. Owusu-Asidu has reached base in all four games of his series. Touching first thanks to an automatic ball four back in the second inning, but he is 0-for-1. Two away here in the top of the seventh inning. Threshers still with a three-run advantage, or deficit, excuse me. Owusu-Asidu, it's a high fly ball, but it's foul. Count 0-1. Owusu-Asidu in his second full season after beginning his career in the Florida Complex League back in 2023. 0-1. Curveball upstairs, 1-1. He is not played for any team aside from the Threshers in full season ball, named to the opening day roster for Clearwater each of the last two seasons. 1-1, swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball. Count drops to 1-2 for the Threshers left fielder. He had a double in the last game and has three doubles so far this series and over the course of his three-game hit streak. Needs another one to tie his career high set in July of 2024. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, drifting outside. Owusu-Asidu takes, and it's 2-2. Last year, he had 9 homers, 27 RBIs in 98 games for the Clearwater Threshers, a year after he was selected in the ninth round by the Phillies. Fastball outside corner. Owusu-Asidu lingers for a second, but declines a challenge as Sparks ends up the second with a strikeout looking. Threshers down in order for the third time today, and we head to the seventh inning stretch with a 4-1 Palm Beach Cardinals lead.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long. Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Reese Dutton back out for his second inning of work, taking on Travis Honeyman, Josh Cross, and Cade McGee in a bottom of the seventh inning, where the Palm Beach Cardinals lead by 3. 7-3 in favor of Palm Beach. The Threshers haven't had a hit since the second inning. First pitch from Dutton misses low to Honeyman. 1-0 the count as Travis had an RBI single in the fifth inning. And he's 1-for-3. Next pitch just outside on the heat. It's 2-0. Dutton quickly into the windup, deals the 2-0, connected on by Honeyman, but fouled off to the left field side. Count 2-1 as it kicks off the foul wall in left and out of play. 2 on the count to Honeyman, whose batting average is up to .476, and he just drove in his second run of the season back in the fifth in his last AB. 2-1. Slider inside corner. Beautiful pitch by Dutton to freeze Honeyman, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Honeyman leading things off. Dutton, glove up to the face. He kicks and deals. 2-2, hit on a line drive out to left field. It's going to fall down in front of Owusu Asidu for a base hit. Second hit in a row, end of the game for Honeyman. Number 8 for Palm Beach as they start off the seventh inning with a knock. That'll bring up Josh Cross, who had a hit in his first at-bat, driving in the first run of the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals. That tied it at 1. And he has 1-4-3 so far today. First pitch to Cross, lifted high in the air, out to left center field, carrying over towards left. Norrie, sprinting to his right, makes the grab on the run for out number 1. A one pitch, one out, as Josh Cross is instantly retired. Still a man aboard with Cade McGee coming up to the plate. He's reached twice on walks both times, scoring a run on a wild pitch in the fourth inning and striking out in his last at-bat in the fifth. Double play could end it, so the Threshers shift over. Aaron Escobar playing about as close to second as you can get. Beltran, in the middle of second and third at short, ready for the twin killing. First pitch, a strike to McGee. Slider low, and it's an 0-1 count. To McGee. Big leadoff first for Honeyman. Connects on the 0-1, lifts it out to right. Carter Matheson is there, takes a couple of steps in, reaches up, makes the grab for the second out in the seventh. Weak contact so far from Dutton, aside from the Travis Honeyman single. And that'll bring up Luis Pino, who is 1-for-3 on the day with his single coming in the fourth inning. So Dutton takes a look over at first. Honeyman slowly increasing his lead towards second. He takes off. First pitch, a breaking ball for a strike. The throw bounces over Escobar's glove and into center field. Honeyman will move to third on the Threshers' fourth error of the game, but he still picks up the stolen base on the E2. 0-1 the count to Pino still, so no insult to injury there. And that is the second steal of the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 0-1 the count, now men on third. Won't change the Threshers' defensive alignment, as there are two outs here in the seventh inning. Dutton deals. Slider outside, 1-1. Fielder's choice, a single and a fly out to left for Pino, who led off the sixth inning in his last at-bat with a fly out to Owusu Asidu. 1-1 from Dutton. High hopper towards the third base side. This will be a close play. Picked up on the run by Gonzalez. Fires to first in time, and he beats Pino by a couple of steps to end the seventh inning unscathed. So the three-inning streak of Palm Beach ends at 3 as they fail to score a run for the first time since the fourth inning. Still get a hit, one error, and one man left aboard. It is 4-1 Cardinals as we go to the eighth.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
We're just past the two-hour mark here on this Saturday evening. 4-1 the score in favor of Palm Beach, but a dangerous top of the Threshers order. Leads off the eighth against Nolan Sparks. Our own Escobar, first in the batter's box, takes a first pitch breaking ball well outside. It's a 1-0 count as the catch was made just inside of the left-handed batter's box. 1-0 to Escobar, and the pitch. Line drive into left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit, and Escobar has a multi-hit game once again. He emphatically extended his season-long on-base streak to 11 consecutive games in his first at-bat with a leadoff home run, and with that hit, the Threshers have their first knock since the second inning. Escobar now aboard first. 9-for-9 in steals in the Florida Complex League. He has yet to try one here with the Threshers. Fastball up and away to Nori. It's a 1-0 count to Dante, whose career best 6-game on base streak is in jeopardy, as he is currently 0-for-3. 1-0 now to Dante. Spiked fastball. It's in the dirt, and now it's 2-1. Or 2-0, excuse me. Short leadoff first for Escobar, who gets some advice from Desmond Jennings, the Threshers' first base coach. 2-0 to Dante Nori. Now the pitch. Outside, 3-0. Not like Nori is ever a guy you want on base with his speed, but in the batter's box next is a guy who can certainly change the scoreboard with one swing. Eduardo Tait hoping to represent the tying run. 3-0 the pitch. Straight take by Nori, and it's a ball number four. Escobar to second, Nori to first, and now the tying run, and Eduardo Tait comes to the plate as Dante Nori has now reached in his seventh consecutive game. That will bring up Tait, who is 0-for-3 today as he hammers the first pitch foul, almost takes the helmet off of Marty Malloy, who is standing in the coach's box, and flips the ball to a young fan behind the Threshers dugout. 0-1 to Tait, 3 homers, 10 RBIs on the season. The pitch, hit on the ground, back to the pitcher. Sparks fires to second base, not in time, almost pulls the first baseman off the bag, but he does not. Ends up as a 1-6-3 ground out for Eduardo Tait. Nori is safe on second. That might be ruled an error on Sparks. Now the Threshers have 2 in scoring position with 1 out in the top of the 8th inning.
Number 22, Cody Shojinaga.
So Escobar to third, Nori to second. Cody Shojinaga looking for his first hit of the day. Here's the pitch, fastball low, and it gets away from the catcher, but not very far, so Escobar tracks back to third base. Escobar has played in 11 games this season, has reached base 11 times. Cody Shojinaga, thanks to the hit-by-pitch in the sixth, has reached base in all 9 games in which he has played, but he has had a hit in each of the first 8. 1-0 to Cody. Ground ball bounces off the pitcher's glove, picked up by the second baseman. Only plays at first base, where it's picked by Ortiz on the throw by Martin for out number 2, but Escobar scores on the play, cutting the Cardinals' lead to 4-2. So that's going to be an RBI for Cody Shojinaga, number 8 on the season for him. And now Carter Matheson is the tying run with 2 away and Dante Nori on the third base back. So score that one 1-4-3 for Shoji Naga, but with an RBI. Two away and a man on third. First pitch to Matheson inside, and that ball smothered by the catcher Cross, keeping Norrie on the third base bag. Like Tait, Matheson has three home runs, and against a righty, he has certainly got pop. Fastball outside, 2-0 to Matheson. I believe he has hit both all three of his home runs off of right-handed pitching. Swing and a miss. Going after the fastball at the knees for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. 4-2, the lead now for Palm Beach as the Threshers get their first run since the Escobar leadoff jack. 2-1. Fastball up and away. Now it's 3-1, and Raider Tello is waiting on deck. Would be the go-ahead run if Matheson can reach with two outs in this eighth inning. 3-1 the count to Carter, kicking the pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball four. Second walk of the inning for Nolan Sparks, and that puts runners on the corners with two away. Tying run on first in Matheson. Dante Norrie with great speed on third. He'll score if the ball is in play. And now Tello representing the Threshers' go-ahead run. He's hit one home run in his career. It was the second game of the home series against Daytona last week as Tello takes a fastball outside corner called strike one. Tello's home run was in the eighth inning and really put the icing on the cake of the Threshers' second home win in a row. 0-1 now to Tello, who's got five ribbies on the year. 0-1 upstairs, 1-1 as the count evens up for Raider. He singled in the second inning, but is 0-for-2 since, giving him a 1-for-3 day at the dish. One one the count, kicking the pitch. Outside, Tello holds up the swing, no appeal needed. It's 2-1. 4-2 the score. Threshers finally getting back on the board, and they have a comeback within sights. This game is far from over, as we have seen so many times already in this short season. 3-1 to Tello. The pitch hit on the ground, playable for Martin. He scoops it up on a pair of hops, fires to first in time, and that will do it for the eighth inning. But the Threshers still get another run across. One run scored. It is earned on one hit. No errors. Two left aboard. And the Threshers gain one run back as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Clearwater trailing 4-2.
Call in Jedi and Sith Lords to Baycare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Reese Dutton back out on the hill for the Threshers with Clearwater getting one run back in the eighth inning. 4-2 the score. Palm Beach has been ahead since the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-4 lead in terms of hits for the Cardinals. But four errors have not helped the Threshers' chances, as now the difference between the scores is those two unearned runs. Sammy Hernandez takes the first pitch for a ball, And he connects on the second one. High, deep, and foul down the left field line. Count evens up at 1-0. Bottom third of the Cardinals' order to lead off the bottom of the eighth. And Palm Beach doesn't look like they have anyone warming up to close for the ninth. 1-1. Tapped foul landed in the left-handed batter's box off the end of Hernandez's bat. Count is now 1-2. One to the count to Hernandez. Dutton winds, kicks, and deals. Popped up. Foul territory. Shoji Naga sheds the mask, but he realized pretty quickly that that ball was going out of play. Bounces off the roof of the concourse to keep the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Hernandez, leading off this bottom of the eighth inning for Palm Beach. Dutton sets. Rocks and deals. Hernandez just gets a piece of that one, sends that off the railing in the Threshers dugout, out of play. Counts 1-2. Two straight foul offs from Hernandez. Here's Dutton. Hit on the ground towards third. Picked up on a pair of hops by Gonzalez. Throw to first. Nice pick by Tello. And that gets out number one in the eighth inning. And that was a tough hop for Gonzalez. The second hop was inches, if that, in front of his feet. And Diego Gonzalez makes a nice play, brings it into the chest. Good throw to first in time for the out. That'll bring up Daniel Ortiz, who has reached twice, but he is 1-for-2 on the day, walking in the fourth inning and scoring after he singled in the sixth. Most recent run that came across for Palm Beach. First pitch to him is a strike, changeup on the outer half, and it's 0-1. Next pitch, cut on and missed. Way out in front of that one was Ortiz, and that drops the count to a very pitcher-friendly, nothing in two. 4-2 the score, Palm Beach advantage as Daniel Ortiz takes a timeout, steps out of the batter's box to get himself a reset. Reese Dutton digs back into the hills. The pitch clock resumes with Ortiz digging back into the batter's box. Dutton sets and deals. 0-2 drops the change on the outer edge, but it misses. It's 1-2. Dutton deals. Sinker in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Now the count. Forty-six pitches now for Dutton, 27 crossing for strikes, 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Sinker on the outside corner, and that is the first strikeout of the day for Reese Dutton. Certainly a pitch-to-contact guy, but he's got good stuff that can force swings as it carries away from right-handed hitters from the right arm of Reese Dutton. Two away now, and Anilo Encarnacion coming up to the plate. Reaching on a fielder's choice in the sixth, he's 0-for-3. Went around on that one, no appeal needed, as the call made there by Dakota Kilgore for a strike, nothing in one, the count to Encarnacion. Dutton quickly into the 0-1, in the dirt, 1-1. Encarnacion struck out in the second, and struck out again in the fourth, both swinging before the fielder's choice. 1-1 the pitch, out in front of the sinker, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count for Dutton. As Encarnacion is now set after the quick timeout, 1-2 pitch. Sinker again in the dirt, kicks up chalk on the batter's box. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Kicking the pitch, and that hit Encarnacion. Did he go around enough? He did not, so that should be a hit-by-pitch that'll send Encarnacion over to first. Second batter plunked today. Each team has now hit one batter as Encarnacion sheds the hitting gear before he walks over towards first. Christian Martin coming back up for the Cardinals. Walked and scored in the fifth, doubled in a run in the sixth. He is 1-for-3. 1 on, 2 outs, 4-2 lead for Palm Beach as they look for some insurance. First pitch to Encarnacion. Beltran's there to cover. The throw is just late as Encarnacion gets a stolen base, on the first pitch of the eighth inning. A strike to Christian Martin. Two gone, man on second now, and a 0-1 count for the left-handed hitting Martin. Dutton takes a long look at second, fires home, and Martin fouls that off his own leg, 0-2. The count. Martin takes a timeout for the slow walk back into the left-hander's batter's box. Encarnacion with a short leadoff second. Covering is Beltran. Dutton deals outside. Couldn't get the chase, and it's 1-2. Fourth steal of the year for Encarnacion, and a 1-2 now on Martin. Dutton deals, and that gets away from Shoji Naga. And that is going to be a wild pitch. Cody didn't even bother to go after that one. Encarnacion advances anyway. 2-2 now to Martin. Unless they called that a balk. Yeah, looks like they called it a balk, and the pitch doesn't count. Still 1-2. The pitch. Now it's 2-2. All right, we're caught up now. As the balk moves Encarnacion to third. Runner on third with two gone. Two-run lead for Palm Beach. 2-2 the count to Christian Martin. Dutton sets. Center of the rubber, fires home. Martin hits a line drive to second. Picked by Escobar. Quickly fires to first, and he gets him. Great play by Aaron Escobar, who dropped a line drive that was very hard to grab. And then from the edge of the outfield grass, he makes a crucial out to end the eighth inning without a run being scored. One batter left on base for Reese Dutton. No runs, no hits, no errors. And now the Threshers have their last chance in the top of the ninth, trailing 4-2.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
First pitch to Diego Gonzalez missed as he pulled back a bunt. Still Nolan Sparks on the hill for Palm Beach. Gonzalez, Beltran, and Owusu-Asidu to try and keep the Threshers alive as they trail 4-2. 2-0 the count now to Gonzalez, who is 0-for-3. Ground out in each of his last two at-bats after a battle of a K in the second inning. 10-pitch at-bat ended up in favor of the Palm Beach starter. Statue still for Gonzalez as he takes a fastball inside for a strike, 2-1. Right-on-right matchup here. Sparks, Gonzalez slices this one foul. That'll land on the roof of the press box, 2-2. Diego takes a timeout. Stepping out of the batter's box to settle himself down after the count went from 2-0 to 2-2. Even count now for Sparks. The pitch. Gonzalez holds up the swing. Did he go? And he did. That's strike three. Second K of the day for Nolan Sparks, and the leadoff man is retired for the Threshers.
Number 40, Nolan Beltran.
That'll bring up Nolan Beltran, who is 1-for-3 on the day, singled in the second, ground out and a flyout in the two at-bats since. Kicking the pitch. Beltran takes the fastball, called strike, instantly challenged on the outside edge. Threshers have yet to lose a challenge. Here's Dakota Kilgore.
The pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
To the ABS we go, and oh goodness, that was close.
The call is confirmed. Clear Water has 1 hour's inning.
Less than half of the baseball stayed in the strike zone. Painting the black there is Sparks. It's an 0-1 count to Beltran. The pitch. Hard ground ball to second, but picked up by Martin on a roll, two gone as Beltran is sent back on a ground out. Now Avery Owusu-Asidu, last chance for the Threshers as they trail 4-2. But Owusu-Asidu has reached in each of his now four games so far this series. Today, though, he is 0-2. Pop out and a strikeout for Avery. He did walk in the second inning, but that is it. 4-2 the score. And the first pitch to Owusu-Asidu is well off the plate on the cutter, 1-0. Emergency relievers getting loose for Palm Beach in the bullpen. As Owusu-Asidu trying to bring him in. 1-0, hit on a high fly ball out to right field. That's going to bounce in front of Pino for a base hit. And Owusu-Asidu has tied his career-long hit streak set in July of last season with his fifth hit of the series and first of the day. Also the fifth hit for the Threshers as they bring up Aaron Escobar as the tying run here in the ninth inning. Escobar has one home run already today and one game-tying home run in the ninth inning already this year. That being his first homer of the series, a game-tying grand slam against Daytona. First pitch, Escobar takes the fastball low and away, 1-0 the count to Aaron, who is 2-for-4 so far today, scoring each time he has reached base. Solo jack to lead off the game, singling a run in the eighth inning. Now he's got Owusu-Asidu on first, and Escobar lines this into right field for a base hit. Now the tying run is aboard. Owusu-Asidu moves into scoring position. And here comes Dante Norrie with two away. Third hit of the game for Aaron Escobar as he, for the third time this season and seventh time in his career, has recorded a three-hit game. Out to the mound comes Josh Cross to have a quick chat with Sparks. Warm-up still not resuming in the Cardinals bullpen in right field, and Dante Norrie coming up to the plate after a walk in the eighth inning extended his on-base streak to six consecutive games. Out comes Dakota Kilgore to break up the mound visit. Norrie had two game-winning hits for the Threshers last season and now has two aboard with two outs as the Threshers try for yet another ninth-inning rally. So two gone, right on left matchup, Sparks to Norrie. He holds up on the swing as the breaking ball drifts inside, 1-0 the count. And on each of the last three at-bats, the first pitch missed the zone. And the first two got strikes from Nolan Sparks. 1-0 to Norrie. Curveball hit up the middle, soft line drive, but Encarnacion finds it. Goes the short way to second, and that's going to end the game. 6-4 on the fielder's choice to end it. 4-2 is the final score as the Threshers fall for the third time this series. 4-2 the final score. The loss will go to Eli Trope. And the win to Yordi Herrera. Nolan Sparks gets the save for Palm Beach as they improve to 9-5 on the season. And the Threshers will try to even up their record with the Palm Beach Cardinals in the finale tomorrow afternoon. Fans are still allowed in Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on Sunday. That wasn't the case for the past couple of seasons. But you can catch the finale here if you'd like. But more importantly, the Threshers will return home following the game on Sunday, as Clearwater will then have a six-game series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles beginning on Dollar Tuesday, April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. Visit threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets. And that is going to do it for a Saturday afternoon game of baseball, which the Threshers fell 4-2, the final score. 6-8 in favor of Palm Beach, and the four errors cost the Threshers in this one. Palm Beach with just one errant play. That's going to do it for the broadcast here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Josh Sperber, thanking all of you for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network for more Florida State League baseball. For one more time from Jupiter, Florida, tune in tomorrow, first pitch at noon, and I'll have the call from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Until then, thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend and enjoy your Saturday. I'll see you tomorrow.